The greatest fear of a prisoner of war is to be forgotten.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In 1998, the National Prisoners of War Museum opened in Andersonville, Georgia. The museum pays tribute to all Americans who have been held as prisoners of war from America's founding until now. Visitors are reminded of the high cost of freedom we enjoy. The greatest fear all prisoners of war have is that in being far away from family and friends, they'll be forgotten. They work hard to keep their hope alive. Notice how ancient Israel celebrated their hope in God during times of despair. Through the prophet Micah, God gave them words to express confidence in Him. Where is another God like you, who pardons the guilt of the remnant? You will show us your faithfulness and unfailing love as you promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Jacob, long ago. God's faithfulness to us, His children, is based on the merits of His Son, Jesus. Christ died to adopt us as dearly loved children. As we cling to Him by faith, in the midst of seemingly hopeless situations, God assures us that His presence remains intact. He says to His children, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So when the days are weary and the long nights dreary, God's children can know He has not forgotten. He still cares.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.